AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dan Fredenberg, a Google executive, is among the hundreds of people killed today in Nepal by a powerful earthquake. Fredenberg was one of four Google employees hiking on Mount Everest when the ground beneath their hiking boots began to tremble. AP correspondent Ashok Sharma reports the earthquake that killed almost 1,400 people in and around Kathmandu triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest.
It has killed at least 10 climbers and guides, hitting a section of the mountaineering base camp and leaving an unknown number of people injured and missing.
Three Google employees with Fredenberg when he was killed survived. In the meantime, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the world is gearing up for relief efforts. The Obama administration is pledging support for the victims.
A disaster response team from the U.S. will be traveling to Nepal. That includes an urban search and rescue team. The assistance also includes $1 million in aid. The White House and Secretary of State John Kerry are offering condolences along with pledging the support in Nepal.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets today in Baltimore to demand answers in the case of Freddie Gray. It was the largest rally since the 25-year-old black man died in police custody. After a few hours of peaceful demonstrations, scores of rowdy protesters crowded outside Camden Yards, where the Baltimore Orioles are playing the Boston Red Sox. At least one protester jumped on a police car, while others threw cans and plastic bottles in the direction of police officers. The life of a 16-year-old girl stabbed to death at a Connecticut school a year ago on the day of prom was celebrated today by hundreds of people with a road race and live music. This is AP Radio News. A wily coyote on the loose in the streets of New York City has been caught by police after a lengthy game of cat and mouse with the furry creature.
Police finally collared the coyote near a sidewalk cafe in downtown Manhattan Saturday morning. Officers on foot and in patrol cars tailed the animal up and down a marina and a Hudson River park for at least an hour before using a tranquilizer dart to subdue it. The coyote, who police identify as a female, is being cared for at the Center for Animal Care and Control. It's unclear if this was the same coyote spotted uptown in Riverside Park on Wednesday. At least four coyote sightings have been reported in Manhattan this year. Julie Walker, New York.
A mom's decision to take her 11-year-old daughter to a Pink concert has a judge saying, "So what?" The New Jersey judge says the concert trip isn't evidence of bad parenting, as the girl's father claimed in divorce proceedings. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.